Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greeting, dear radio friend. Welcome to this Another Day broadcast here on this Tuesday. We thank you so much for tuning us in here on the Sounds of Faith. And we're hoping that the music we've got selected and lined up for us, amen, will bless your heart and help you to go on another mile, amen. And as we get a little bit deeper in the story of Zacchaeus here in Luke chapter number 19, I pray that we'll be able to read something that'll be beneficial to our hearts today. Of course, the Word of God never returns void. We believe that. But I sure hope that we'll receive it and accept it and just believe it like it is. Amen? Amen. Well, let's get right into the music. Here's a good song from Spencer, Leanne, and Justin, and Miss Haley singing that Jesus is wonderful. Yes, He is. Amen.
I was lost in my sin and shame, no one but myself to blame. My soul was headed for hell, but Jesus, He passed by my way, saved me that very day. I'll lift my voice and I'll say, Jesus is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, He is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me.
Now when I think about how good He's been, He's picked me up time and time again, gave me a new song to sing. I don't deserve His love and grace, but on the cross He took my place. That's why He's wonderful to me.
Jesus is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, He is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me. Jesus is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, He is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me.
Oh, He's wonderful today. Yes, He is. Jesus is wonderful. That's the quartet singing for you today, getting our program started off. Amen. We'll have another song here in just a minute, but let me give you an invitation to come be a part of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church, an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible, preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Love to have you for any of the services. Now, tomorrow night, being Wednesday, we'll be having our midweek prayer service at 7 o'clock. And on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. Amen. Let me just say a little word here about Sunday school here. And a guy asked me one time, said, Brother Johnny, y'all's church is so big. Y'all got a pretty good size church. Most churches your size have two Sunday morning services. I said, well, we do. We just call one of them Sunday school. Amen. And we have all Bible Sunday school for all ages from the cradle up through the senior citizens. And most of them come in the adult Bible class that I'm fortunate to teach. At 10 o'clock every Sunday morning in the main auditorium, we're in the book of Ephesians. Amen. We've just started the chapter 3 of Ephesians, and looking forward to being able to teach again this coming Lord's Day. But come on by and pay us a visit. Sunday school is something we don't push as much as some churches do, but we do believe in it. And we believe in the study of the show thyself approved unto God. We believe that. And Sunday school is a good place to start, amen, on the Lord's Day is in Sunday school, amen. Have classes for all ages, amen. Come on by and pay us a visit. And, of course, we're right on the corner of 18 South, about 5 miles out of Shelby, south, going towards Gaffney, going towards South Carolina. Amen. We're right on the corner of Highway 118 South and Highway 180. They're at the crossroads, amen, only about 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Amen. So that means if you're coming up in South Carolina, just come up 18 Highway till you cross over the state line. Then there's about 2.2 miles or so. You'll find Faith Baptist Church there on the right coming from the south. Amen. All right. Well, here's a good song from Miss Conley. We heard from her yesterday. And she's singing this song talking about thank God for grace. Amen.
Millions bound by sin, I have seen those by the wayside with a bottle in their hands. Yet I know this could be me. I could be in that same place, but I'm washed and redeemed. Lost as could be when his hand reached way down where once I had nothing, I now have everything. Oh, I thank God for grace that saved a wretch like me.
For the grace of God, aren't you? Oh, I tell you, where would we be today? Where would we be had not been for the grace of God? Amen. Well, thank you, Miss Conley. Beautiful song, beautiful job there, as she always does. Amen. Amen. There is a good truth for us today out of the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter number 6. We'll read probably, verse 14 and 15, amen. The Bible says in this great book, it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Could this be why so many prayers are unanswered? Could this be what has happened to some of our prayers? They've been lost between these two verses. Oh, that's something to think about, isn't it? Something to think about. Oh, forgive ye one another our trespasses. Amen. May God give blessings to the reading of His Word. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray together. Join me in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day. We thank you for the opportunity we have to pray, able to come by means of radio again to the people. And God, I'm praying, God, today you touch the broadcast. Let it be exactly what you'd have it to be. Nothing more, nothing less. No word that's not spoken correctly or rightly from the right spirit. I pray, dear Lord, that you'll let everything be done decently and in order today here on the Sounds of Faith. Now, Father, I pray that you'd accept our thanks for all your blessings. Everything you've done for us, God, you've been good to us. We're grateful for, God, everything that you've done, every answer to prayer, God, every thing that you've given to us. God, just for being who you are, a friend, a companion, a fellow traveler. You never leave us nor forsake us. And Lord, we give you grace. We give you praise for your grace upon our life. And Lord, I'm praying today as we continue the next few songs, I pray, Lord, that you'll let them be an encouragement to hearts. And then as we look again into the record of Zacchaeus that climbed up in the tree to try to see you, and I pray, God, you'd give us some insight into thy word today as we try to preach it without fear or favor of man today. Dear Lord, pray for those that are listening today. Touch their needs. I pray the sick, I pray God touch them, God, and speak again to the lost man that they may turn to Jesus today. We'll be gracious. We'll be grateful for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we do thank God for prayer time. And we're going to cue up a song here from Right Side Again today. And just had breakfast this morning with one of the sons. And he was telling me they're fixing to go back in the studio again, probably in November, and try to put together their fourth CD. And I'm sure I'll get a copy of that one as well. And continue to play these guys on the radio because they're a blessing. And they live what they sing, amen. And we appreciate that so very much. And the song we're fixing to play here is "Let the Redeemed of the Lord Say So." You hear the Sounds of Faith sing it, and because Brother Gene Owens wrote this song, and of course Jimmy is kin to the Owenses, of course myself as well. And but this song says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
Stand against an unconquering power, not the gates of hell or no other foe. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Salvation has come,
salvation has come
down to your soul.
Let's shout it out
for the world to know. And
let the redeemed of
the Lord say so. born again. How can we be silent when the Lord moves in? Lord, fill our cups till they overflow, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Salvation has come
down to your soul. Let's shout it high,
let's shout it out
for the world to know, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say so,
salvation has come
down to your soul.
Let's shout it out
for the world to know, and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So
let's shout it out
for the world to know, and
let the redeemed
of the Lord say so.
Oh yes, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Hey. Don't want no rocks crying out for me, friend. Amen. Let the redeemed of God say so. Amen. Well, I pray that you'll do that in your voting. Amen. I think if the church would get out and vote, I believe that we might have a chance in this thing. Amen. Amen. You say, oh, no, I'm not trying to get political. I'm just saying, hey, we got a voice. Our vote is our voice. And if you don't vote, we don't have a voice, and we ought not to complain. If you don't vote, you ought not complain about nothing. Amen. But hey, let the redeemed say, let us say so at the polls. Let the redeemed say it from the pulpit, from the pew. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, here's one more song, and we'll go back to Luke 19. Here we go. This is our choir. I play this song. I'll probably play it every week, I probably do, but I like it. It says they'll never crucify him again. Hallelujah. Every knee's going to bow one day, friend.
They took our Lord to a courtyard, stripped him of his clothes. They gambled on his garments with his head bowed low. They scorned him and they mocked him and said, why not save yourself? If you're really who you say you are, this will be no contest.
While struggling to carry that man-made torture rack, they shouted, crucify him. With the whole world's sin on his back, with a crown of thorns upon his head, and above him was his name. A soldier spat in his precious face and said, now Jesus, where's your fame?
But one day they will bow.
South, east, and west, all nations will gather in.
God will trade this blood-stained, rugged cross for a royal diadem. And one day they will bow before him and worship our King. They won't drive nails
in his hands.
Down.
crucify him again. Amen. That's the adult choir singing our last song for today. Well, let's look in the Word of God again today. We're looking in the Gospel according to Luke and chapter number 19, and we'll begin our reading in verse number 1. We'll read this story again. The Bible says, Luke 19, verse 1, "And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place and looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anybody, from any man, by false accusation, I will restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, To this day is salvation come to this house, and as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." We began the message yesterday talking about Zacchaeus and this journey he took to see Jesus. We noticed yesterday personalization. We looked at the man. And then, of course, his expectation. He was expecting to see the Lord for who he was. And that expectation led him to a situation. Notice the situation in verse number 3. He sought to see Jesus, who he was, but could not. For the press, that's the crowd. I mean, everywhere Jesus went, friend, he drew a crowd. Now, they all wasn't there because they loved him. Some of them were there just to find fault with him. There were some there just for the miracle, just for the loaves and the fishes, so to speak, and but he sought to see Jesus for who he was, but he couldn't for the press because he was little of stature. Here's the situation. And this is a great application right here. He could not see Jesus because of the person, of his person. Listen to me. What he was led him to what he could not do. He could not see Jesus because of himself. He could not see Jesus because of his shortcomings, no pun intended. You see the application? That's every sinful man. That's every sinful woman. That's every lost sinner, male, female, young, or old. That's every sinner. We cannot see Jesus because of what we are. We're sinners. But, I'm thankful. Though he had a situation, I see not just his situation, but notice his contemplation. His mind begins to work. He cannot get through the crowd. And the crowd is bigger than he is, and he cannot see over the crowd. He cannot see around the crowd. So he contemplates on what he's going to do. Notice what he says in verse number 4. I see his contemplation. He ran before. In other words, he got ahead of the crowd. That'll preach right there, friend. Get ahead of the crowd. You'll never see Jesus until you get ahead of the crowd. You get away from the crowd. The majority of the crowd is not there to see Jesus. They're just there because of the loaves and the fishes. He ran before. But that didn't stop. He didn't stop there. He ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now, how he knew which way he was coming, I have no idea. Maybe he just took a chance on it. But evidently Jesus was coming down a certain street, and he knew that if he was to continue on that path, he would come right by that sycamore tree. So what happens is in his contemplation, he climbs up. He runs before, but he climbs up into the tree to see Jesus. He climbed up into. Now, I don't know how the trees were back then or how they are over there now, but I know what a sycamore tree is like here in America, and some is in my backyard right now. I mean, they have big leaves on them, of course, but they have the bark is very brittle. It peels off, and it's a very slick tree. Especially when the bark is peeled off, it's a very slick tree, almost like a crepe myrtle's trunk and branches and body of the trunk, the wood part of those trees. And I imagine this took a little bit of effort. I don't believe he just pulled a ladder out of his truck and just got up. He shimmied up that tree. Took some effort. All of this, because of his contemplation, he began to think, if I'm going to see Jesus, I'm going to have to do some drastic things. I'm going to have to get beyond what I am, my infirmities, my lack, my shortcomings. I'm going to have to get beyond the crowd, those that have clouded the way and clogged the way where I cannot get to him and I can't see him for the press. Now, I think it's a very, very ironic that the King James Bible here uses the word press. In my day, in our day, we think of the press as being the media, the news media. Yeah, you know where I'm going, right? Yeah, sometimes, they cover up what man needs and what man is and what man and the Jesus Christ of the Bible, it's cluttered up by the press. I don't know about you, but I don't believe anything the liberal media says. And I'm getting to where I'm about that way with the conservative station that I always listen to. Don't believe anything you hear on the media, and only half of what you see. But I did think about this in relation to the media. You just taught that little saying, liar, liar, pants on fire. Let's just think, if that was really real, it would be watching the news would be a little bit more interesting, wouldn't it? Oh, we couldn't see them because of the press. Well, we'll stop there. We'll continue on the thought tomorrow. Until then, God bless you, is our prayer. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.